We are holding now on Yevamos Yud Aleph at the very top, just to review the previous sugya. Had a machlokis if a case where they did a chalitza, and then afterwards one of the brothers did kiddushin. This is a machlokis, Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. According to Reish Lakish, so then the kiddushin was not toyface, right? Because there's an iser karis on that, then the kiddushin can't be chal. According to Yochanan, no, there was a good kiddushin, and it did take place. So then we had a reisha and a seifa. So the reisha, if the brothers had to chalitza, that sounds a good proof for Yochanan, because if there really was an iser karis, then how could they do chalitza with her? And the seifa, the brayse seemed to be a proof for Reish Lakish, that there was a prohibition because there is an iser karis. So we're going to pick it up with Rav Ashi Sover. Rav Ashi Sover, again, the ratio is that if the choletz was mekadesh the choletzis, and then he died, so she needs chalitza from the brothers. So this refers to the brothers were born later, is the Gemara is going to say, right? That's like this. Rav Ashi Sover lo kareish lakish, umetarayt lo kareib Shimon. So the case of Reb Shimon, which we've seen again earlier in the Masechta, he allows an Ashes Achiv Shlohai Be'olamo. She can't do Yibun because she was Osir to her husband, and then Kavachomer is going to be Osir to the Yavam. So Ravina Sovalok Reb Yochanan Umetaritz Kirabon. Ravina says no, against the opinion of Reb Shimon, and he holds that the whole Bryce is working like the Rabbanim. So now I'm going to explain how each one fills in. Like this, Rav Ashi sover lo kareish lakish mitarit lo kareb Shimon hacholitz liyavimto vechaz vekidsha tzricha chalitza min haachin. If a person who did chalitza with his yavama and then goes back and marries her and then he dies, so she now requires chalitza from one of the brothers. Man achin. So who are the achin? Who are the brothers who are being referred to here? Achin ha yuludin. These are newborn brothers. They were only born after the brother had was Mekadesher. So comes out that this woman was really the wife of the first brother who died before they were born. After their birth, she was already Ashes Achiv of the brother who's alive. So it comes out that this Ashes Achiv Shlohai Ba'olamal never applied to her. So first she would need chalitz, and that goes like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Just a chazer over that machlokas, Reb Shimon in the Chachamim, that the Eishes Achish Shlohai Balomo, right? If Reuben dies, okay, so now Shimon does Yibum, and then Levi is born. So according to Reb Shimon, so then it's not a problem anymore. But according to the bottom, it was still a problem, right? So that's how the Gemara says. Rashi explains who these Yiludim are. Rashi is Hayiludim, about 10 lines down. Shinodu Achir Kiddushin Shalazeh. Right? So again, we said that they were born after she married the second brother. Velo Itasra Laihu Bechalitza. So, they're not Osir from the Chalitza. Ha Zika Kamaisa Lo Ramya Kamaihu Livumi. Right? It doesn't fall on them. Umshim Ashes Achiv Shalhai Balamo Lo Mitasra Kirb Shimon. They're also not Osir because this is following the opinion of Shimon. Da Omar Yibem Lusof Nolad Sharia. If they did a Yibum and then. Then, what's it called? Then they're born, then that's not a problem. Okay, fine. Continues now the Gemara. Come on, who's going like Reb Shimon? Right? Okay, this is the whole point, that the brothers are not considered, it's not a problem. Amad Echad, now this is the Seifelo. Amad Echad min ha-hanoladim, the Kidsho, if one of the other brothers who was born already in the lifetime, gets up and is Mekadisher, Ein lo alav klum. So then she has no tainus on him, no divorce. Kiman, who's that like? Kiresh Lakish. That's holding like Resh Lakish because there's an Isser Karis of here. So therefore the Kedushin is totally no good. Nothing to talk about. Okay, so that's the way Rav Ashi answered up. Again, so the Seifa would come out. If one of the brothers was Mekadisher, then she has no tainus, doesn't have claim on him. And this was a brother who was already born, like Reish Lakish. Now, new answer is Ravina. Ravina says different than Ravashi. Ravina saw lo krib Yochanan umetaritz lo aliba derabonin. So he's going to explain the whole thing works like Reb Yochanan, not like Reish Lakish. And this is going like the shita of the Rabbanan.
If a guy does chalitza with his yavam, then goes back and marries her, and then he dies, she needs chalitza from one of the other brothers. Man achin. So who the achin in this case? Achin hanoladin. These are the brothers who were already born in the lifetime of the first brother. And Kaman, so who's this going like? Not like Reish Lakish, Kaman, Rabbi Yochanan. This is going to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds this is a regular case. The Yavam is not potter from doing a chalitza. Omer Echam in HaYeludim V'Kidsha, if one of these newborn brothers, meaning they were born after the death of the first brother, gets up now and is Mekadisher, Se'ein Lo Alav Klum, she has no claims on him, since he is a brother, right? He wasn't, Ba'al Lomo, he didn't live on the earth at the same time as his brother Reuven, the first brother who died. So the Yavam is going to be ushered to him as Eishes Ach, and there's an Issur Karis. So then the Kiddushin is no good. So this would be the halacha, even if he was born after the second deceased brother was one who got married with her. So Kaman, so who's this going like? Kirabonan. This is the sheet of the Rabbanan. They hold that, as we said again, in the Machlokas Reb Shimon, that it's still a problem in the case. Again, let's just say it over outside. Reuven is married to the girl, and Reuven dies, right? So if Shimon does the Yibum, and then Levi is born, the Rabbanan, that's still a problem, right? So that's why, that's like the opinion over here. Itmar. Abal Yavama, right? Machlokes Amoraim, a guy who has relations with his Yavama, right? That's so he did the mitzvah of Yibum like he's supposed to. Uvo Echa min ha'achin al tsarosa, and then one of the other brothers had relations with her tsara, her co-wife. So what's the din in this case? Pligi bo Rav Acha v'Ravina. This is a machlokes between Rav Acha and Ravina. What's the din over like this? Chad Omer b'Karis, v'chad Omer b'Aseh. So one of them says that the second brother gets Karis. No, he was over an Aseh. Rashi speaks this out in Dibur HaMaschil b'Aseh. Bayis echad hu bone, v'ein bone beiz batim, v'lav haba b'chlal Aseh. So what's Rashi saying over here? That, it's an Isser Aseh. It's interesting. Sometimes you can have something like a Bitl Aseh, where you don't do something. Here it's an Isser Aseh, whereas Tosfos learns a little bit differently. If Tosfos... Rebbeinu Tam. Chad Omer Ba'aseh, like in the middle of it down, but Omer Rebbeinu Tam, Degarsinin, Chad Omer Lav. It's a lav. They had a different gear, so, but what comes out that this way the Achronim point out, it's a machlokas Rashi in Tosus over here as to what exactly if the person was Yovim and then someone had relations with the Tzara. So according to Rashi, this is an aseg, this is base achiv, right? It has to be one bias and not two, right? Lav v'chlal aseg is an aseg. According to the Tosus, it's a lav, right? Because on this thing, lo yibona, that's what we call on the Tzara. Okay. Fine. So what would nafkamina actually? So the question really would be if there'd be a apostle for Edis or not. That in order to be apostle for Edis, according to Rashi, would not be because it's an Isser Aseh, whereas according to Tosfos for such a person would in fact, yes, be apostle Edis. All right. Good. Fine. Manda omer b'koreis. So let's just speak it out. According to the one who says it's koreis kireish lakish. That's going according to the opinion of Reish Lakish. Umanda Omer Ba'aseh, and the one who says he violated the positive mitzvah, Kirab Yochanan. So really, this machlokis Tanoim is really a machlokis in Amorim as well. So Omer Vihun Omer Rav, a new topic. Tsaras Soita Asura. So let's explain what this means. Tsaras Soita is a woman who was given permission to remarry. And then what happens is that her original husband came back. Says Rashi, second line where it gets wide, Hayanosui beiz noshim, vizintza ha'achas tachtav, yesh edim, umeis v'lobonim, hi v'tzorosa peturos af min ha'chalitza, my time tumuk sube v'nistra v'hi nitma'a.
Okay, that's like the next part of the Gemara. The Rambam brings this down in Hilchos Yibum, Chlitza Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Tes. The Rambam says this again, that the woman who willingly committed adultery, and there were their Edim, and then they testified to that. So if the husband dies before he could divorce her, so she's potter from chalitza and from yibum, and her tzar also is totally off the hook. Ishish is into tachas ba'ala beratzon ve'edim b'meis kolim shigirshena v'nafla lifnei yovam harehi petura min hachalitza min hayibum v'chein tzaros also her tzara ki'ilu haisa erva al hayovam mipnei shetuma k'siv bo v'arayish ne'mar v'hi nitma'a. Okay. Fine, so let's just hold off. That's the part we'll do for it's no gear for the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this, yeah. Tuma ksivbo ke arayas. So what's the reason why this? Because it's a lashon of tuma, describing the ishes, the sota, and this is also like arayas, that you have such a lashon of that. So what do you learn from here? That the halacha of the wife who was mezane is like any other rice you can't have relations with. So she and her tzara are going to be exempt from doing libum or chalitza. So, amazing. Rav Chizda, Rav Shimon Oimer, biyasa o chalitzasa me'achiv sharishon pateres tzarasa. So, the cases where a woman heard that her husband had died, and she went ahead and remarried. She married somebody else. Now, let's just point out, this is with the permission of Beis Din. It's like she just went on her own and did this. She got remarried, but the Beis Din allowed her to do that. And then, afterwards she finds out that her first husband is still really alive. So that's, in this case, what Shimon says. So the fact that she had Bia or Chalitza, right, with one of the brothers from the first one, so that potters her tzarasa. So what do you see from this? The Gemara is bringing this to show that the chiv of doing yibum applies on her, right? Even though she lived with somebody else during her husband was still alive, now nevertheless, according to Shimon, that beer or that chalitza, that fulfills the yibum, potters the tzara, right? So you see that the tzara of a sota still does need the yibum. So that's the question. So Amalach Rav will answer back to you like this. Amin Alach on a sota de oraisa. I'm talking about the real sota de oraisa, the woman who was unfaithful, right? She did this intentionally. Va'at Amr Li sota de Rabbanan, and you're giving this case of the sota de Rabbanan. This again, the woman who was allowed to remarry through the Beis Din, right? That's only din derabanan that we do this, right? Let's just speak this out, because when the Chazal said that she's also now to both her first husband and her second husband, that's like a knas. That would be, you know, to make sure that women would do a real, you know, very careful examination and be very thorough in this. But this isn't a sota d'oraisa. She didn't do this intentionally. She thought she was really, her first husband was no longer alive, right? So certainly Yibum should apply to her. The Gemara says that such a poshut distinction, such an obvious answer that you can make. What was the Gemara thinking at this point, right? Udika Ari Law, my Ari Law. It's so simple, it's so obvious. Well, why do you even ask this question? Of course, you're not going to compare Sota Doraisa to Sota Rabbanan. It explains, no, Kasover called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Doraisa Tikkun. This is a big Yesod in Shas, that when the Chazal, the Rabbanan, make a Takana, they pattern it after a Din Doraisa. Soloveitchik had many, many Shirim developing this theme. But therefore, what would come out if a sota on a doraisa level? So she's pata from yibum, and she potas her tzara as well, right? So then, so too, we should have thought that the same thing would have applied with a sota on a derabonan sota. Again, the sota derabonan, it's the case where the woman who remarried and then found out afterwards that she really was not allowed to because her first husband was still alive. Okay. Mesiv Ravashi. So Ravashi asks a kasha from a Mishnah. Nichnasa imo l'seiser, v'shahosa imo k'dei tuma. So what's the din? A woman who was warned by her husband, I don't want you to have yichud with this guy. And she does. She goes
and has Yichud with him. We don't know what happened, and she was in there long enough that they could have had relations. So the Gemara says, Asur lebeisa. In that case, she's going to be Osir to her husband until she goes through the whole Sota procedure. Va'asura lechol betruma. She also, if her husband's a Kohen, so then she's not going to be allowed to eat the truma. Ve'imeis chaletzes. And if he dies, then she has to do truma.
So let's speak out some of the halachas over this before we go on to Ahmed Bey's. Hold on, I just said that. No, I said it wrong. Ve'imeis chaletzes. Right, let me go on. V'lo yismis yabemis. So if he died, then she does chalitza, but he doesn't do the yibam. So what do you see from this? You see that the zika, the yibum, does apply to a sota, and that goes against Rav's din. Oh, okay, fine. I'll clarify that. So, what's the halacha? Does this woman eat the truma? So, look in the Rambam, Hilchas Truma Perek, Ches Halacha Tesvav.
Ish is ish shebo'u aleha edi kinui ve'edi stira harezo asura lecho betruma ad shetishte me hamori mipneishu sofik zona.
Okay, so if you have these Edom that came that said that she was warned and she was alone with him, right? So if she's an Ashes Kohen, so she's not allowed to have any truma until she drinks them because it's suffering. Now maybe she really was Mazana. Meis bala koidim she yashkenu, yashkeno. If she husband died before she drank them. Oh, shehaisa min hanoshim she'ein shosos v'lo notlos k'suba.
So again, in Hilchas Sot, it's a little complicated. There's 15 women that they belong in a category that they don't drink. Okay, they don't get the money for their k'suba.
So in this case, hare zo asur lechol betruma la'olam. She can never eat truma. V'chol eishes kohen she'omro temeya ani hare zo asura lechol betruma.
And anyone says that I was unfaithful or I was defiled, so then she's not allowed to eat the truma.
Okay, so now let's go on the top of Amud Beis. Amalach Rav. Rav will answer back to you like this. Amin aloch anasoita vadai. I was talking to you about a sota vadai woman who certainly was unfaithful. She was mizan. The amart li at sota sofik, and you're coming to me with the case of a sofik over here. Meaning, there's no proof. You can't bring me a riot that this woman who was alone with another man, maybe she really wasn't. Maybe she was alone. She's not a tzedekis for being alone and having yichud with the man. But she's not necessarily osir, right? We have to do a chalitza because we're besafik in this case. That's really what it is.
Umay shno sota vadai.
Right, so what's the reason why a sota vadai is different than this? Mishum dechsiba tuma, because it writes a lashon of tuma by here. Okay, if that's the reason, sota sofek nami tuma kesiva ba. It also has a lashon of tuma written by her as well.
So the Gemara is now going to a quote of Brisa. We have an interesting machlokes between Rabbi Yossi ben Kefar. Now, we don't have him mentioned in Mishnayos. He's mentioned in Tosefta, in Brises. He was a Talmud of Beloza ben Shemua, one of the last generation of the Tanoim. So the case is like this. Rabbi Yossi ben Kefar Omer Mishum Rabbi Elozer HaMachzer Grushoso Min HaNisuyim Asura Min HaErisin Muteris.
So the guy says, Machzer Grushoso, a man divorced his wife, and then he wants to remarry her again. So according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi ben Kefa, it depends, well, what stage did she have of remarriage? If she only had Nisuin, no, I said backwards, if she only had Erisin, then she's going to be Mutter. If she had the second stage of Nisuin, then she's going to be Osir. Right? Mishum Shenemar, the Bible says, Achre Asher Hu Tamo'a. After she was defiled, right? And a woman who was only had the first stage of Erisin is not defiled because she never had relations with her husband. That's the Nisuin, that's the Kedushin, that's the second stage. So again, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yosef and Kefar. If it only has the first stage of marriage, she is allowed to remarry her first husband. V'chachomim omrim, achazu v'achazu asura. Both whether she had an Erisin and both when she had a Nisuin, she's osir to her first husband. who do we follow in Halacha? So the Rambam in the Hilchas Gerushin Perik, where are we? Yud Beis. No, Yud Al. It's Halacha Yud Beis. Says the Rambam like this: Hamigarish es ishto v'niskadsho la'acher. So if she got divorced, then she had kiddushin with someone else. Afa pishelo ba'ala nesra al harishon. Even though she didn't have relations with her second husband, she still becomes aser to her first husband. V'mechzer harishon uba'ala loike v'koyfin oso la'hotzi. If he took her back and has relations with her, then we give him malchus because he violated the prohibition, and we force him to divorce her. Shneemar lo yuchabala harishon. He's not allowed to remarry her, the first one who had sent her away. So we paskin like the rabbanon against Rabbi Yossi ben Kefar. So one of the asks then elama ani mekayim achre hu tamaa. So now, if the pasuk is not really talking about a woman who had married somebody else, right? So what is this case of the Tumah? L'rabos sota shenistara. This is talking about a woman, a sota, who had yichud. She secluded herself with another man. So in that case, she's going to be also to her husband because we're concerned. Maybe she did have a znus with him. So what do you see from the Braisa? The Braisa shows that a sota is called Tumah, despite the fact there's a suffix. We don't know. Maybe it happened. Maybe it didn't happen. Okay, umay nistra, right? The Gemara says no. What does it mean that she had, she was secluded with somebody else? Nivala. It means that she actually had relations with the guy. He was boil her. V'may kari lay nistra. And if that's really talking about having bias, then why does he use a lashon of being secluded? Right? Just say straightforward. They had znus. It's a lishna ma'aliyah, not good. It's a euphemism. It's more of a refined way of speaking, but that's exactly what it means. It means that she actually had bia with him. Okay, so when it asks then, nivala, if we're talking about the woman who had that, so then, tuma behedi ksivba. We already have the fact that she's telling me that's written beferish regards to her because we're talking about the sota. So what do you have to tell me from a different place? Venistra v'hi nitma'a, right? In sota. So Gemara says, lamekam Allah bilav, in order to give her a lav, a prohibition on that. So you have over here machlokas, how to learn the pshat and pasuk. Achre hu tamo'o, so what exactly is that referring to? So according to, what's it called? According to Rabbi Yosef and Kevar, so this is talking about the machzer grushoso. And according to Rabbanon, this is talking about a sota. So more than says, Rabbi Yosef ben Kevar la v'sota leisle. According to this, he doesn't hold as any lav in the case of a sota, right? That a man who has relations with his wife who's a sota, there's no problem, right? Afilu znai nami, and in the seems she definitely had a znus with another man, that wouldn't be a lav. My taima, so what's the reason of Rabbi Yosef ben Kefa, right? Because, again, this is not talking about a sota. According to what he learns pshat in the pasuk, this is the machzir grushoso. My taima. Havaya the ishuk ksivba. So Rashi explains, by the time Havaya the ishuk ksivba, about 6 or 7 lines before it gets thin in the Rashi, but osa hanesora labala yeshba havaya. It means that they were married the one day. Dichsiv haisa le ish acher, she becomes married to somebody else. Ishus dichsiv, o kiyamos ha ish ha acheron. Lo yuchal ba'al harishon. Right, if the second one died, the first one can't take it back. Mishenises la'acher al yedei kiddushin ve'ishus. It must be a case where she married somebody else through kiddushin. She's his wife. Chagon de gerishin rishon. The first one divorced her. Hu dekoy kamo belo yuchal. Ava mezano tachtav lo. Right, so according to the kiddushin and marriage are written by the machzir grushos. So that's what Rashi learns. Or maybe it's because of Achrei Asher Hutma, according to Tosos, but therefore we don't include Zanus in this definition. Now, the Gemara is going to go on to discuss a new topic about Yibum after the death of a person who was Machzir Grushoso. So we'll pick it up now with Boimine Rav Yehuda Mirav Sheshis.
Hamachzir Gerushoso Mishanises Umes Tsoroso Mahu.
So what's the din if he married back his divorced wife, right? And then he died without a child. So what's the din about Yibum with the Tzara? Salibid Rebbe Yosef ben Kefar Loti Boilach. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yosef ben Kefar, it's not even a question. Came into Omar, Rabbi Yosef ben Kefar, Tumma ba machzik rushoso hu dechsiva sarasa kemosa. So it's the same, the status of the tzara is the same thing as she is. But then the Gemara continues says, maybe you want to tie into that, it would be a question. V'imishum dechsiv bo, maybe you could ask to, Toeva he, right? That's a pasuk. Let's just see. It's in Kisisa. Where are we? Chaf Dalid Dalid 24:4. So the pasuk is talking. Lo yucha bala harishon asher shilcha lashuv lekachta lios lo isha achrei asher hu tamaa, right? Ki toeva he lifnei Hashem velo sachati es haaretz asher Hashem lekecha no sein lecha nachala. So you see that the toeva is mentioned in the pasuk, and the emphasis would be on he, right? So that's like a miyut. It limits the range of the halacha. It would be only her, but not to her tzora. Right? If you want to learn that he toeva ve'ein boneha toeva. Sorry, yeah, that she's the toeva, but not her children. Ha tzorasa toeva, but that would be implying that the tzora is a toeva in regards to doing the yibum, just like the wife herself. So she'd also be exempt. So no, kiti boilach. The question would come up: alibid the rabbanon, afal gav the amr rabbanon tuma besoita hu dechsiv, right? Because they hold that the case of the tuma is talking about the actual sota, not the case of the machzir grushoso. Ein mikra yaitzim bnei pshuto. You can't still get away from the pshat. We just read the pasuk. The pasuk's talking about a bai who takes back his wife, right? So even though the Rabbanon are learning that it's the sota, the pshat of it, you can't totally disregard. So we're talking about getting it back. So then there would be the same things for her. So odilma no came to iakir. Maybe say differently. Once you were okir it, once you took it out of this context, it's totally iakir. It's totally uprooted. It doesn't teach me anything. It's not telling me anything about the machzir grushoso. So then the only thing you would be learning out from this would be the dinim by a sota. Igida Amri says a little bit, say the opposite. Alibid the Rabbanon lo tiboyloch. No, really, the question doesn't get off the ground according to the Shita of the Rabbanon. Came to Yaker, because once they took it out, and they totally took it out, right? It's totally off the ground. So really, the question is going to be according to the Shita of Rabbi Yosef ben Kefar. Afalga, where am I up to? Yeah, Ki tiboyloch. Alibid the Rabbi Yosef ben Kefar. My. Even though he learns that the pasuk is talking about the guy who took back his divorced wife, miyet rachmana he toeva. The miyet, the exclusion. That's what I'm looking for. The exclusion is that she's the toeva. The ein sarasa toeva, but the tsar is not. Odilma no. He toeva the ein banei toevin. It's she is and her children are not, but nevertheless ha tzorasa toeva. But her tzara would be a toeva. So Amrle, this is now Rav Sheshis answering back. Tinesua, we learned this in a brayso that talks about two yavamos who come to a yavam for yibum. So haisa achas kashera va'achas psula. So one of the women is fine to. For him to marry, and one of them is psula for him to be married. For example, he's a kohen, and one of them is a grusha. Se'im haya choletz. If he's going to do chalitza, choletz the psula. He should do the chalitza with the one who's posel already. V'im haya miyabim. He's going to marry her. The miyabim l'ksheri. He should do marriage with the one who he is allowed to get married to. The Rambam brings us down in the first parak in the Hilchos Yibum v'Chalitza, Halacha Yud. Hayavamos elu kasheus l'kahuna upsulos. So there are widows who are allowed to marry a kohen, and some who are not allowed to. Im haya miyabim Ezehu Shirtze. If he's going to do Yibum, so then he could do either one he wants. Vim Hayacholet Yahaklos Lepsula Kadesh Shelo Yifsul Esak Sheira LeKahuna BeChalitza. So again, if he's going to do Chalitza, so then he should do Chalitza on the one who's Pusul already, so that she can't marry a Kohen anyway. So then he's not going to disqualify someone else who would have, because there's an Isur Derabanan of a Kohen marrying a Chalitza. So the verse is like this. Rosh Hashanah says, my Kshera, my Pesula. What does it mean, the Kshera and the Pesula? Ilema, if you want to suggest, and again, Ilema is always rejected, that Kshera was Kshera la Alma, that she's called Kshera, means she's fit for anybody to marry her. And Pesula Alma, disqualified means just in general, right, that a woman, she's already, she's been divorced, so she can't marry any Kohen. So Kevan del Dide Chazio, since for him, this guy, she's able to marry him, so my nafka lemina, what nafka mina does it make whether she's disqualified from, or, you know, or allowed to marry other people? So elala, that can't be pshat. It must be like this. Kshera, kshera le. When it says that she's qualified, she's allowed to be married, that's for him. Psula, psula le. And when she's disqualified, she's possible, then it's on him. Umayni, what case is it? Machzir grusha, so must be a case where he's marrying back the woman who he divorced. So the deceased brother remarried his divorced wife after she married someone else. So therefore, that's why she is possible. She's not allowed to have a yibum, but she's allowed to marry other people. The Ketanya we learned. The im haya miyabim, miyabim l'ksheira. If you're going to do yibum, so do yibum with the kosher woman. So you see that the tzara of the machzik rushoso is allowed to have yibum done with her. Ah, sounds good. So the Gemara says, lo. No, we're gonna reject that, and that's not necessarily, not. Really what it's going to mean is that they're allowed or not allowed to be married to Kohanim. La'olam k'sheira k'sheira la'alma. Psula psula alma. So we're going to go back to the first way. That means just to marry all people. Ukta amrad kevan de l'didei chazia my nafkele mino. Since he can marry to him, that what difference does it make? No, it makes a difference. Mishum to Rav Yosef. Because the teaching of Rav Yosef. Right, what's that? To Amr Rabbi Yosef, Kan Shana Rebbe. Here, Rabbi Yehud Hanasi taught us a very important moral lesson. Lo yishpach adam meboro v'achirim tzrichim lahem. A person shouldn't pour out water from his well if other people would need it. Meaning, you don't cause a loss in a situation, whether is relating to you personally or it's going to be a future loss to others. So the same thing applies in our case. If the guy does chalitza, so it doesn't matter which one of the women he's going to do chalitza with, right? But if he does with the one who was really kosher to marry other people, this woman could have married a Kohen. But now since he did chalitza on her, so that ruined her from ever marrying another Kohen. Not allowed to, because in halacha we consider a chalitza like a grusha. So therefore, that's the status. And that's the chiddush, that if you're going to do chalitza, do one who couldn't marry the Kohen anyway. Don't ruin it for others. Okay. Tashma. Hamachzer grushoso mishenises hi v'tzoroso choletzes. So Bryce says, if a person who's machzer grushoso after he'd married someone else, so both her and her tzara do chalitza. So Gemara says hi v'tzoroso salkadaitach. What do you mean? Both her and her tzara, her co-wife do chalitza. Only one wife of the brother who died does chalitza. It's not two. Ela ema ohi o tzoroso. No, it means either her or her co-wife, but you still see clearly that both women could do yibum. So Gemara says, no, this is not the once you're already fixing things, so how do you know you got it correct? V'lav tirutza kimitaratz the law. You had to already resolve this by changing the lashon. You can't learn it straight the way it is. So since you can't learn it out the way it is, you can't bring me a raya necessarily from this. Tevatzalcha, you could just explain it differently. He choletzes tsarasa o choletzes o misyavemis. So she does chalitza, but the tsara does either chalitza or does yivam. So if this is the way you have to fix it up, then you have really conclusive proof over here to answer up the question of Rav Yehuda. Okay, this is actually probably a good stopping point for this week's Shir and Mitzvah. We'll pick it up next time with Omer Bichia Bar Abba.